Some senior Facebook employees are staging a revolt against CEO Mark Zuckerberg's decision to leave up posts by President Trump that Twitter flagged for glorifying violence. Last week, Trump tweeted that when the looting starts, the shooting starts, in response to the civil unrest following the death of George Floyd in police custody. Twitter took the extraordinary step of hiding that post under a warning label. Yesterday, Facebook employees staged a virtual walkout to protest Facebook's decision not to do the same. Let's bring in Casey Newton. He's Silicon Valley editor for The Verge. And Casey, how much backlash is Zuckerberg facing right now?
Yeah, so the question here is, what is the red line, if any, that Trump cannot cross on Facebook that would get the company to take down one of his posts? And I think it's fair to say that this decision to leave up the Trump posts that use that language is one of the most controversial content moderation decisions in the company's history. And it actually led to about 400 Facebook employees staging a virtual walkout yesterday. So it's very controversial.
You obtained audio from a meeting Zuckerberg had with employees about this decision. What did he say in defense of this hands-off approach?
Well, I mean, the first thing he said was that it was a hard call to make. He's not suggesting it's easy, but what he says is Facebook's policies have always allowed for a state to announce that it was considering taking violent action. And the rationale is that if one country is going to bomb another and you live in that other country, you have a right to know that you might be in danger. But what he told employees was that they actually hadn't considered the idea that a leader would use violence against their own people and sort of threaten it in advance on their platform. And so now they're going to have to go kind of rethink that based on how Trump is using Facebook.
Do you see any circumstance that would change Zuckerberg's mind on this overall issue? Or is he basically established that really anything is okay as long as it comes from a public official?
So I've been asking people at Facebook this, and one thing they said to me was Facebook actually did remove some political ads from the Trump campaign earlier based on some misinformation that they contained about voting. But I think there's a difference between taking down a campaign ad and taking down speech from the president. It's something that these companies just frankly never contemplated that they would be in a position of even having to consider. There will be significant blowback if they take action, as we saw when Trump signed that executive order last week. So I think they're going to continue to try to avoid having to make the call. But I also think that there are some real red lines that the president won't be allowed to cross.
You know, President Trump's campaign reaches, as you mentioned, a lot of people through Facebook, and articles from conservative news sites actually frequently dominate the list of most shared stories on Facebook. Is there a political calculation President Trump is making by going after Twitter and not Facebook?
I think that the president would just as happily go after Facebook if he thought that his, words were being censored there. And in fact, he has been critical of Facebook in the past. I think anytime one of these tech companies that he uses as a broadcast platform challenges him in any way, he's going to go after them.
That's Casey Newton, Silicon Valley editor for The Verge. Casey, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.